is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Tropical storm Debbie barreling toward Florida's northern Gulf Coast, packing winds of 65 miles an hour as it heads toward landfall tomorrow. WTSP-TV reporter Jennifer Titus is at Kings Bay Lodge in Crystal River, Florida, still reeling from Hurricane Idalia last year.
They do not want to deal with any more water. They just opened up in February. And right now in Crystal River, it's busy because it's scalloping season. So all of the restaurants were filled. This whole place was filled.
Power is already knocked out for 19,000 customers. Former President Trump and Vice President Harris are tied in key battleground states, according to a new CBS News poll. It finds Harris leading Trump by 1 point nationally. CBS's Jennifer DePinto has more.
Women voters and black voters are helping lift Kamala Harris. She leads Donald Trump among women voters by 9 points, wider than the 3-point edge President Biden had in July.
Robert is a voter in the critical battleground state of Pennsylvania.
I think that there are people out there who have been Republicans but are not in favor of Trump and would look for an alternative. And I think by making a good choice there, I think that could help those people to come over and vote for Kamala Harris.
Another Israeli attack on a school sheltering displaced Palestinians has killed at least 15 people and injured dozens of others, according to Gaza's government media office. Our Deborah Pata tells us that has sparked anti-government demonstrations in Tel Aviv.
Another blow against peace. Israeli police clash with protesters in Tel Aviv, where not even the threat of an Iranian attack could keep them off the streets. They accuse their prime minister of choosing escalation over a hostage deal. But Netanyahu remains defiant.
UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer has condemned an attack on a hotel housing asylum seekers in the north of England, calling it far-right thuggery. More on the anti-immigrant unrest there from CBS's Jerika Duncan.
Anti-immigration protests escalated into riots in several cities. Protesters attacked police who tried to guard a hotel that housed asylum seekers. The violent protests erupted last week after a deadly stabbing rampage at a dance class.
An emotional moment at the Olympics.
Serbia's Novak Djokovic knelt down on the court, buried his head in his arms, and sobbed after finally accomplishing what he had tried to do 4 times before and failed, win the gold medal in men's singles tennis at the Olympics.
Wendy Gillette reporting. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I don't like onions. I'm doing paleo. Do they have gluten-free bagels? You can't juggle every food request for a work event, or can you? Easy Cater is the all-in-one tech platform that makes it easy to get restaurant catering for work, with options for any group, size, taste, dietary preference, or budget. Easy Cater saves your favorite restaurants and orders, which makes reordering a snap. Need to modify an order? No problem. So when it comes to food for work, make it easy on yourself with Easy Cater. Start your order at easycater.com.
It's summer in Britain, and the crimes are just getting started.
I found another body.
Stream the best of British crime drama only on BritBox. Don't miss new seasons of acclaimed series like Blue Lights, which Time Out calls Belfast's answer to The Wire.
Back up, over!
And The Responder, starring Martin Freeman in his international Emmy award-winning role.
I can feel it. I'm going to crack.
Stream the best of British crime drama on BritBox.
You know, this is why I want to be a detective.
Watch with a free trial today.
Some schools are going to have a new feature when students return in the fall.
First, it was metal detectors. Now, a growing number of schools are installing vape detection systems. Reaction from parents and a student.
I agree with them. I think whatever makes our schools safe, but I'm a mother.
We need our kids to be safe. I think it's a great thing.
I think all the same things are going to be going on.
The most recent data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention show 14% of high school students and 3% of middle school students reported they had vaped in the past 30 days. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch has a new book set to be released on Tuesday in which he says Americans are, quote, getting whacked by too many laws and regulations. Gorsuch told the Associated Press Americans' rights have been threatened by an explosion of laws and regulations in recent decades. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Scattered storms tonight, lows in the low 70s. Scattered storms on Monday, mostly cloudy and a high of 78. Showers, maybe a thunderstorm Monday night, lows in the mid 60s. For Tuesday, scattered storms, it'll be windy with a high near 71, 76 and sun Wednesday. Right now, it's 80.
To be Radio Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
the spinning wheel spin. You got no money and you got no home. Spinning wheel all alone. Talking about your troubles and you never learn. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel turn. Did you find the directing sign on the straight and show you the colors that are pony on the spinning wheel ride. Ha! spinning wheel fly.
WRJN.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop.
That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Fun, now the daddy took the T-Bird away. 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 Fun, now the daddy took the T-Bird away.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. She would never say where she came from. Yesterday don't matter if it's gone. While the sun is bright or in the darkest night, no one knows. She comes and goes. Why she needs to be so free. She'll tell you it's the only way to be. She just can't be chained to a life where nothing's gained or nothing's lost. Such a cause. Goodbye, Ruby Tuesday. Who could hang a name on you when you change with every new day? Still, I'm gonna miss you. There's no time to lose, I heard her say. Your dreams before they slip away. Dying all the time. Lose your dreams and you will lose your mind. In life unkind.
No harm, and I feel nice. Looking mighty now, here she comes. Wearing a wig hat and shades to match. Got her high heel shoes and an alligator hat. Wearing a pearl and a diamond ring. Got friends, it's on a finger now and everything. Devil with a blue dress on. She's the devil with a blue dress on. Low head first. Devil with a blue dress on. Devil with a blue dress on. Hey, wearing a perfume Chanel number 5. To be the finest girl alive. You walk real cool, catches everybody's eye. I got to be nervous, I can't say it high. Not too skinny, she's not too fat. She's a real humdinger and I like a mad fat. Devil with a blue red.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
In times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Thank you.
the night is cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be. I wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Oh, there will be an answer. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be.
to the music. Celebrate, celebrate, dance to the music. Celebrate, celebrate, dance to the music.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Michael Toscano. 10 million Floridians are under emergency alerts as Tropical Storm Debbie approaches the Gulf Coast. Its effects already being felt, as CBS's Tom Hansen reports.
Tens of thousands of people have already lost power, and more than 1,500 flights have been canceled nationwide. High wind warnings are in effect across the northern part of the state, with gusts expected to reach speed.